and free talk. 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express 612 at WFMD. Rise and shine. I'm Adam. Hey, we'll get an early start. The mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, is in the studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
A couple things, and you know, there's lots of stuff we can talk about. But first,
really,
yes. Well, I don't know. There's really the city seems to be fairly quiet, actually, which is a good thing. Other than you know, you got a big hit on the Weather Channel, apparently.
That was nice.
Yeah, with the storm, right?
I'm not sure how the Weather Channel decided to come to Frederick, but we were happy that they did. We'll take a little bit of coverage every hour that we got for 1 to 6, and they said nice things about our downtown and nice things about our snow removal, so not altogether bad.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about the snow removal. It was kind of a storm that was highly anticipated, highly talked about. And, you know, it was a fairly easy storm, I think, to deal with. I mean, you know, if you're traveling in it, it was pretty nasty. But for the most part, with the ground being fairly warm, it didn't last very long. So that's the kind of snow I like.
Yeah, there's a big difference between getting 7 to 8 inches that we got in the city and the maybe 14 to 15 that they got north of the city up mm-hmm. in the mountainous areas. To have that come over the time frame that it did, with the temperatures being what they were, as opposed to having all of that come within one 24-hour period.
Right.
So we certainly were helped by ground temperatures and asphalt temperatures by midday on Wednesday. When it was hitting the ground, it was melting almost right away. And we were, as you said, had seen the storm coming for quite some time, so our crews did everything that they needed to do to be prepared and to pre-treat and all of those sorts of things. So as spring storms go, it was a pretty good one.
Wasn't bad. Okay, we're going to have more with the Mayor Michael O'Connor. If you got a question for him, give us a call at 301-694-93.
Talk Radio! 930 WFMD.
619 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. The Mayor of the city of Frederick, Michael O'Connor, in the studio. And we got a couple of questions. We'll start with a phone call at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Tom's on the phone. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Mayor.
Good morning.
Morning. You used to work for WFMD.
That is true. I even admit that out loud.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. So does that have any relevance? Does it help to inform the way that you do your job as mayor now?
Oh, I absolutely think that it does. One of the things that job, the job of working here in the news department for so many years, is really what laid the framework and the groundwork for my understanding of the way local government worked and the appreciation that I gained over the years of doing that and then later at the cable company for the real value that local government brought to the lives of people every day. So I would say absolutely my interest and willingness to spend the time doing the jobs that I did locally in the news business really did.
Do you think that, Tom, thanks for the question, too. We appreciate it. Do you think that, you know, talking to people like yourself back in the day, you know, the mayor at that
yeah,
time?
Yeah, try not been, to think was, about was that too much.
Would that have been Ron Young? Was he the mayor? Or was it Jennifer Doherty? Or Jim Grimes?
When I first came and started FMD, it was Ron Young.
Okay.
It was the very end of his term. It was that election with Paul Gordon. And then the first mayor that I covered was Paul Gordon's term.
Okay.
Completely, and then into Jim Grimes' second term, really, is after post-reelection.
Okay. Did you sit there, and then and when you left here, and as you said, you went to the cable company and did a local original show from the cable company as well. Did you sit there at that time and go, guys, I can do it better than these morons? I'm sure you didn't use the word morons, but I inject that.
Some point along that path, I came to the realization that the work that I was seeing being done at the local level was interesting enough to me that if the opportunity presented itself mm-hmm. at some time in the future, I think I'd like an opportunity to do it. That I felt like I had the skills and the knowledge and the understanding about the way things work, that it would be something that I'd want to do. I don't know. There was no trigger. There was nothing that made me say one day, boy, I really want to do that. And I certainly didn't start out in a media career with the idea that I would eventually become an elected official. I went into broadcasting because I wanted to be a baseball announcer, not because I wanted to be a politician.
And would you still do that? given that opportunity? And there was an opening down at the Orioles.
So
you're the mayor now, the Frederick Keys. You can sit in and do a couple of innings.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm fond of telling people now, particularly when I get a chance to talk to students, and I had a chance to talk to some fourth graders a couple of weeks ago, keep an open mind. Don't lock yourself into a path. You really never know how your life is going to unfold, and if you're not open to the possibilities of things that might occur along that walk, then you're really shutting yourself down. You're not giving yourself a fair chance. So you might very well want to be an architect or a doctor or an engineer or whatever it is that you want to be, but don't necessarily lock yourself in to the possibilities that over the course of your life things may change.
Yeah, I would have never thought, I would have never in my life, if you asked me if I was going to do talk radio, I would say never. You know, that just it presents itself and you just go with it. And
right.
plus I needed a paycheck.
That
kind of helps.
That does not hurt.
Off our text line at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Want to know what the mayor's plans are for the West End now that even more stores are closing. And I have to say, you know, there's a store that it constantly revolves, and it's still the same thing. Is it's that chicken store that is right beside the H Mart. It's got new. It's changed hands again. So I mean, even though we have some stores closing, we have new stores and businesses coming in as well. But you know, the West End has always been a concern.
It. I don't think there's any question. And I had this conversation with some folks the other day. The future of retail in America does not look like the past mm-hmm. in retail in America. So we have to look at stretches like the west side of the city of Frederick and the Golden Mile and reimagine the possibilities of what is happening there. The idea that Route 40 corridor is going to become a rejuvenated retail mecca the way it was in the 70s and into the 80s, the market has simply shifted. And what we're more likely to see, it seems to me, is a greater emphasis on some sort of a retail distribution model. And to me, then the future of retail jobs are going to be in distribution centers and warehouses and delivery mechanisms than they are in the more traditional retail the way we think about it. That seems to be the Amazon approach. I just had this conversation with my wife last night. She said, well, I ordered dog food.
From Amazon?
From Amazon.
Wow.
So her going to the store and trying to pick up the 40-pound bag of dog food and put it in the car represents a kind of a task sometimes. If Amazon will deliver it at not much of a higher price right to the front door, then that's the kind of convenience that more and more people are looking for. So there are going to be opportunities on the west side of the city of Frederick for new service-related kinds of retail probably to move in and take that place. But we're going to have to reimagine the zoning and the density and all of those kinds of things, because I just don't think that we're going to see that stretch look tomorrow like it looked 20 years ago.
So with that being said, you mentioned Amazon. Toys R Us is closing, so we're losing the store down at the bottom of the hill here. We're also going to lose the warehouse. And I had heard in the past that Amazon was looking at a lot of Toys R Us retail stores, but now we also have a distribution center for Toys R Us, which would be a great location for Amazon as well, or as you mentioned, other distributions. And you already seemed like you have that kind of wheels in motion. Have you had your economic development team reach out to Amazon saying, hey, we've got a distribution center here for Toys R Us, so the infrastructure is already there. We also have a store here for maybe one of your other stores. Is that something that you guys have already done, or is it something that you work with in conjunction with, say, the county and tourism and stuff like that?
So a couple of things there. Obviously, everybody is watching Amazon's HQ2 process and what's going to unfold, and we're aware that Montgomery County is among the locations that have been where they put their headquarters is not going to be nearly as important as the fact that for their model to work long term, they're going to need these distribution hubs, frankly, all over the country. And so I wouldn't say that we've specifically reached out, but the partnership that exists between the Economic Development Office and the city and the Economic Development Office and the county is very strong. We work together, and I don't want to tell you that I know detail for detail every project that they're working on at any given point, but I would be shocked if that kind of outreach and information isn't information that we're trying to put in the hands of you're probably not talking to Amazon directly. You're talking to, you know, brokers and middlemen and other kinds of things. That's a constant process. We recently launched a product that would allow folks who are looking for retail space or other kinds of space to do things to be able to go to a kind of a clickable map and find real estate opportunities around the city of Frederick where there's either underutilized or underperforming or empty buildings that offer opportunities for all kinds of redevelopment. So it's a constant process for us to market what we've got available in the city of Frederick to make sure that the people out there who are looking know that we're here.
And we'll have more with the mayor of the city of Frederick coming up. We've got people on the line. We've got people who are texting us at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Your questions and comments coming up next.
Quick question. The mayor knows me, but he doesn't know my name.
He does now.
It's Steve, right?
Steve, the bagel guy. Real quick. I know you're busy. One of the big pressing issues, sorry, bad joke there, pressing issues is you're looking for a new headquarters for city police. A lot of requirements were printed in the paper, street frontage, square footage, parking, and all that. I have the answer. You can kill a lot of birds with one stone, but the new city police headquarters at 200 East Patrick Street, the old Frederick News Post building, tell the hotel guys to go find their own gig. That's not getting off the ground. And that building is big enough. You have plenty of parking. It seems to fulfill all requirements and for the fraction of the price of what it would cost to build a new place from scratch. Put the new police at 200 East Patrick, the old Frederick News Post. Right. I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Steve, I'm gonna interject there because I think I got a better place, and that's right at the bottom of the hill at Toys R Us, which has a lot more parking and a lot better access to major thoroughfares, and that building's just is bigger, if not, I mean, as big, if not bigger, than the downtown Frederick News Post.
So we did put out an RFI for sites.
RFI for people who don't know.
Request for information.
Okay.
So the idea was if you've got something that you think can meet the parameters that we were looking at, the acreage that is preferred was something in the vicinity of 9 acres.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that either one of those sites actually meet
that. Why do you need so much acreage?
Some of it has to do with there's some of it is parking. Some of it is being able to put the right security in place to ensure that you've got, you know, good setbacks. Some of it is about the building. It's about having the opportunity perhaps for some training aspects that you could do right there on site. So it's preferred. We went through a pretty extensive study of space needs in terms of coming up. Could we do with less? Probably. But we've put a range out there to see what is possible. The geography for its location relative to the center of the city of Frederick was important as well. So it's within a certain number of distance, and I think the Toys R Us site probably falls a little bit outside of what that range is. The idea is to be as centrally located as possible. We've got a ways to go on this. We're accepting information until the end of the month. We have our own sites in the city that we might very well want to take a look at.
Is there that large a tracts of land in the city limits that you could use that would fit those parameters? Because I would find that hard to think that there would be. Maybe I'm sure there are.
We'll find out.
Okay,
and we'll adjust accordingly.
Okay. All right. It's we'll have more with the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Right now, we've got 30 degrees at WFMD. More with the mayor of the city of Frederick. You got a question for him, you can ship it off at 301-694-9363 if you'd like to text it to him. If you can't get through to talk, well, then, of course, you can also call us at 301-694-WFMD.
Griffith Plumbing, a trade division of Tri-County Pumps, offers full plumbing services. So keep it flowing with Griffith Plumbing.
The water's freezing. They're shampooing my hair. I just can't start my day like this.
Griffith Plumbing repairs and replaces all sizes and types of water heaters. For peace of mind, go local, go with the experts, and go Griffith Plumbing at gogriffithplumbing.com or by calling 301-432-0330.
If you've got a plumbing problem, just stay calm. The answer's at gogriffithplumbing.com.
We're not sure what facts you're getting from the D.C. and Baltimore media, but we'll set things straight for Frederick and surrounding counties. 930 WFMD.
It's the morning news express, 641 at WFMD. The mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, is in the studio with us this morning. And I think we didn't stump you, did we? So you were kind of looking at the whether or not 9 acres was...
I want to retract that only because I want to find a number right in front of me that I can be sure about, and I'm not sure that that's the right number. I did find some information very quickly. I always feel pretty good about the command of some quick facts that I can keep in my head, but I'm second-guessing myself on that one. 60,000 square feet is the preferred size for the building that we're looking at, so we need a building that would house that, commensurate parking, some of those kinds of things. There was an acreage piece somewhere where we thought what the right number was. One of the first sites that got thrown out, I might have had a number in my head based on one of the first sites that we had talked about, which was the former Seventh-day Adventist property that was the school near Harry Grove Stadium.
Okay.
And so there could have been an acreage number associated with that site that became a figure that stuck in my head. That may not be the accurate one, but that RFA process is going to close, and we'll review them. And what we know is that our police department has been in cramped quarters almost from the day they moved into the courthouse.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah, I think at the time it was Jim Grimes at the time who did not want to partner up with everybody else to move the city police out to the LEC, the law enforcement center, which the sheriff's department and state police moved into. I think that would have probably been a smarter idea, and I don't remember the reasons why that didn't happen, but it didn't happen.
Neither do I.
So I pass this building all the time, and I know there's some people who we look at buildings. Of course, everybody thinks about the mall and another building. What's the deal? What's going on with the Coca-Cola bottling plant? I see the sign that says public hearing coming up, but it's starting to fall apart, and I'm thinking, okay, that's a really old sign. I don't know if that's really coming up, and I don't know if you actually know, but I hate to see that building fall apart due to, you know, people getting in the way of somebody doing something with it.
So my understanding is, because that project came through a zoning determination process when I was on the Board of Aldermen. The proposal is for housing on that parcel. So it's a kind of a interestingly shaped piece of land because it runs along the railroad tracks on the one side. But my understanding is some kind of housing. I believe it's apartments, possibly condos, and there's potentially a mixed-use component to that as well, because that facade, there's been an assurance that the facade of the old Coca-Cola plant would be maintained, and there's an opportunity for some sort of a commercial office component, potential component to that as well, because that facade, there's been an assurance that the facade of the old Coca-Cola plant would be maintained, and there's an opportunity for some sort of a commercial office component, potentially in the front part of that parcel. So the last I heard, the project was continuing to move through its development review and entitlement process. So at some point, hopefully we'll see groundbreaking.
I got kids who are getting married, so I'm thinking, you know, I got one who's getting married in a barn, and then my son he's more of a, you know, younger person. He's more of an industrial guy. You know, they're kind of getting married in an industrial location. And I'm thinking, well, the barn thing may be getting ready to end, and it's going to be industrial. And I thought, wow, the Coca-Cola plant would be a great facility if somebody wanted to really make it an industrial wedding site. They said, except for there's not enough parking for 200 guests at that building. So I think that kind of shot it down. And I knew that somebody wanted to put some apartment buildings in there. And that was one of the things that they had said was, we want to make sure that we keep the facade. And I think that was what the historical society or commission said, hey, we'd like to be able to keep that, and let's work with you on that. And I think
the developers made a commitment. They recognized that facade of the building is somewhat iconic, and they had made a commitment to preserve that as well.
We're talking with the Mayor Michael O'Connor right here on the Morning News Express. A gentleman says, Mr. Mayor, I know that you're tackling high visibility issues, but all of us have to use our streets every day. Auto repair shops love Frederick. We have some of the roughest streets in Maryland. Some intersections almost pull the steering wheel out of drivers' hands. Can your administration please concentrate on getting our streets repaired?
We are doing the best we can on that, and I recognize that in some places it's a much slower process than the folks who have to drive those roads every day would like. There's a little bit of history to this, and it goes to the state's distribution of highway user revenues back to local governments. That is a portion of the gas tax that we all pay that up until 2009 was returned. A portion of that was returned to local governments, municipal governments, at a fairly regular and formula way. So at its high point, the city was getting about $3.5 million a year in highway user revenue. When the budget needed to be balanced in 2009, the state raided that fund, and our, the city's share, went from that $3-plus million a year down to about $200,000. So that's a substantial impact on the dollars that were earmarked, specifically the way the fund was set up to do road improvements, road overlay, fix potholes, crack sealing, all of those kinds of things. We have slowly seen, through a kind of a grant process over the intervening 8 years, a ramping up of that. We are still only back to half of what we were getting when we were at the high point. Now, some legislation is moving its way through the General Assembly and is nearing final adoption that would actually recommit to a funding formula for the next 5 years on those dollars, which should see the amount of money the city gets from that go up. So we have not been able to stop doing road overlay simply because we weren't getting the highway user revenues, but it's about priorities, and we're doing what we can afford to do while still trying to do the other things that we can do. So we're really looking forward to getting those dollars back at some higher level, because this is we have a lot of local roads that maintain. There isn't one person who drives in the state anywhere on any given day that doesn't at some point touch a local road, and we have an obligation to keep those at the highest possible level.
Are we going to see that when you release your budget this week?
We have dollars that will be in there for street and sidewalk and other kinds of improvements, and we budget for what we think we're going to get from the state in terms of the money that they provide for highway user revenue. Our hope is that if not in fiscal 19, but in fiscal 20 and beyond, we're going to see a significant increase in reliability, quite honestly. I'm not having to fight year over year over year to get that money back in the budget, to actually have a commitment from the state that they will fund it at a certain formula level for the foreseeable future.
And you do release your budget this week.
Tomorrow.
What do we see in that budget?
We're going to try to make a commitment to the health and well-being of our residents and our employees. Infrastructure is clearly an issue. Technology is important to us in the city. It's one of the things that I've talked about. How can we use technology to better do the things that we do as a city, and as a result, perhaps be more efficient in the way in which we do things? So it's got all the things that folks would expect to see, commitment to law enforcement and public safety and those sorts of things. So,
give us an inclination of how much more it's going to be than last year?
Some percents.
I guess we're going to have to wait
percents.
Till tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more phone call, and then we'll go to traffic and weather together, and we'll check in with Chris Murray as well. Final question for the mayor of the city of Frederick. Good morning. What's your name, sir, or ma'am?
Bob.
Okay, Bob, what's up?
Hey, when you were talking about the street repair, how come every time it seems like when the city does put down a fresh coat of blacktop, they come by and tear it up 2 days later? That's one question. And didn't they get more money for the Menasse Boulevard overpass for their budget for the streets?
All right, we're going to turn you down because you got some back noise there.
So the first issue is one that we've actually talked about a lot, which is how do we better coordinate with utility companies and even our own public works to make sure that when we're going in and doing road projects, that we're taking into account all of the things that might need to be done on that stretch of road at the same time, so that we're not doing exactly what this gentleman said. We don't want to lay down a brand new street and then all of a sudden have to come in and tear it up because a gas line needs to go in. So to the degree that we can work to coordinate that, we try and do the best job we can. Sometimes unexpected things should occur, but that's the kind of conversation internally we have to have to make sure we've got a good process in place so that we're tracking those kinds of requests when they come in, that there's permits that are being issued, and we have an opportunity to make sure that stuff all aligns. The question with regards to Menasse Boulevard, either the interchange or the center section, are really separate questions from the dollars that we would use to do road maintenance and road repairs. Those are larger capital projects where the dollars that we would receive from whomever they might come from, whether that's state or perhaps even federal dollars in some instances, county support, are earmarked specifically to those big infrastructure, capital improvement projects, that's a different pot of money, so to speak, than what we expect and what we need to do the routine maintenance of our roads.
All right, speaking of roads, real quick, Darren writes this, any plans? And I know there was when it was the Walmart going down here in 40 to directly connect the shopping centers on the Golden Mile to reduce traffic on 40. Is that kind of pushed to the backside because we aren't getting the Walmart, who won't be putting in a whole lot of money to do that?
Yeah, that it continues to be the plan to get those connected, but our expectation when we built the design for the vision for the West Side was that the private sector would be the partner in helping us to achieve those. So the redevelopment of these sites becomes critical in getting that kind of parallel road constructed over time.
All right. Thank you. The mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, we'll look forward to the budget tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Thank you for calling and writing in. Now, speaking of those roads,